Good evening, everybody. I still can't believe what we are Olympic champions because it was a long, long way, and it actually wasn't the easiest way. So what can I say? I'm just happy with everything done so well. We skated good. We got our personal best at the Olympic Games. We did everything what we can do. We skated clean, got our gold medal, just happy. Thank you for supporting us.
So, good evening, everybody. I don't know. I have no words just to express how great is that to be Olympic champion, because so many people trying to be, you know, Olympic, and only not so many, you know, finally get that point. So we one of the people who get that point, and we're very, very happy what we get it, and I think we deserve it.
We'll open it up for questions.
We've heard a lot tonight about the adversities that the skaters have had to overcome. Nearly had a stomach ailment. Just wondered if you could talk about that a little bit and how your stomach has felt today.
Actually, my stomach was very nervous today. I had some pain right before competition, but I think all this pain goes from the head, you know. So, but anyway, I just try to forget about any pain and just focus on our skating.
You've continued the streak of Russian or Soviet pairs winning the gold medal at the Olympics, yet second, third, and fourth place teams were all Chinese. Do you think that this could be the end of that streak?
I'm very glad what we are part of the history right now, but I don't think what we are the last one, because we have so many young pairs right now in Russia. They just should work a little bit harder, but anyway, I think they will get result not worse than ours.
I have one question to the champions. And we all seen the Chinese players Zhang Dan, Zhang Hao, Zhang Dan especially get injured in the race. My question is: if one of you will get same injury in the match, you will continue?
You know, I already had such a bad injury, and I wasn't able to finish the program because I was unconscious. You know. It's kind of difficult, so we didn't have the same situation. We had a different kind of, so we wasn't able to finish for the program. They did, so.
I assume you watched the last skate. Can you just talk about, you know, what your thoughts were watching that drama unfold, and what do you think about the fact they were able to finish that program?
Last night was a question about you know, triple throws like axel and quads, and that's what we said. It's extremely dangerous, and the Chinese one more time proved that they we really respect what they try to do, you know, the difficult elements like a throw. But one more time, we would like to repeat what it just by the new judging system, it's not really necessary, first of all. The secondly, it's really extremely dangerous. And I think what they are lucky, what they get out from that situation, you know, like that. It could be worse, but because, you know, the nerve tension and the atmosphere in such a competition like Olympic Games could provoke, you know, such a kind of injuries.
Ребята, я от имени украинских журналистов хочу поздравить вас с действительно заслуженной и прекрасной победой. Вы не только шикарные фигуристы, вы и прекрасные ребята. Мы всегда за вас болеем, и хотелось бы болеть в дальнейшем, но было слышно от вас такое заявление, что это был ваш последний выход на лед. И если можно, то объясните, пожалуйста, чем это мотивировано. И если это уже окончательное решение, что вы будете, какие планы у вас на дальнейшее? Спасибо большое.
Just congratulations with your victory during the Winter Olympic Games with the gold medals. We know that you are excellent figure skaters, you are excellent human beings. But you were talking recently about the fact that it would be the last time. So can you explain why, and if it is indeed the last time, what kind of plans you have for the future?
Yes, that's true. What is the last competition of our amateur career? So we got what we want, the last one, and the big one, the biggest one. So we made this decision in the beginning of this season, what we're gonna stop our amateur career. We just a little bit tired. That's why we decide to do it. So, but anyway, we're not going to stop skating. We will continue to do some shows. We'll be professionals right now. So we'll be doing shows in the United States and Europe and Russia, everywhere. I mean, where it's possible to do.
Maxim, given the fall the Chinese had on the quad throw, were you surprised that they remain in second place? Do you think they maybe should have gone lower or higher?
So I wanna say on that question in that way. So what the reason to discuss what it could be, and if you know if the situation is already done. So does anybody can explain translate from Russian to English? У нас есть поговорка в России: после драки кулаками не машут. Поэтому мы выиграли, и обсуждение о том, кто что сделал, могли бы, не могли, это уже проехали, поезд ушел.
And I'm sorry, I can add what once I said, you have to be born to be an Olympic champion. I think he was born under the star, you know. I don't know how to explain the under the lucky star. Yeah.
It is counterproductive to have a second guess now and to think what could have happened and what couldn't. So we have a nice Russian saying, which literally can be translated that you don't swing your fists after the fight is over. So I don't know, but it's over. It's in the past. And as we say again in Russia, the train has already parted.
Tatiana, can you talk a little bit about 16 months ago, you know, with the injury and today to be sitting here, you know, as Olympic champion, what that means with everything that you've been through with the head injury?
It's difficult to explain what that means. It means everything, you know. We work for almost 10 years with Max. We work very hard. We got through so many things, through difficult and good days. We was staying together and we was fighting for each other, and we just believe to each other. And I think that's why we got this result. I don't know, you just have to trust your partner and everything will be fine.
What was the reason of your rather symbolic gesture when you kneeled down at the end of the your performance and kissed Tatiana's hand? And Tatiana, could you share with us the feeling of in your mind when you are on the podium?
So about my last position. So everything was in that, you know, in that move. It was appreciation what Tatiana did for me, what she trusted me, and she being with me, you know, as a part of the team all the time, and that was a sign of appreciation what she did for me, because without her help and anything, I can get through all the troubles what we had, for example, last season. And that was a kind of public move, appreciation move for her.
Okay. Go ahead. About my things during I was staying on the podium, I was trying not to cry, but it wasn't possible. I was just happy, and I want to say thank you to every single person who helped us to be together and help us to get this result. So just, and of course, thank God.
Tatiana, with the fall you took, and obviously the fall you saw tonight, Max was talking earlier just about how dangerous the elements get, and they're dangerous, obviously, for the woman partner. Can you sort of talk about that and how, after you've had a fall, how you get the courage to go back out there and just tackle the same elements again?
Actually, no, what I was kind of lucky because I don't remember anything and I didn't see the tape of that terrible fall. So, yes, it is dangerous, but, you know, so many bad falls happen on the practices, not on the competition. That's why people just don't know what it's really dangerous, and when people see this kind of falls, they start appreciate more what we are doing and how we're working. It's not just, you know, two people hanging each other and skating around and getting some, I don't know, like feelings. It's not like this. It's very, very hard work. So maybe it's not a good way to say, but we proved what it's difficult. I would like to say thank you for all your support, because all these years you was helping us to get higher and higher, because if you're not going to be interested in us, you're not going to be here as the Olympic champions. Thank you.
I just would like to join Tatiana's comments. That's it. And thank you very much for all your work, and appreciate it.
Thank you.